Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf Tes, and we're going to start on the final line of Ches Amid Beis. Zokimar Omer Rabba, Shochat Tzipor Me'erev Yontif Ein Mechasen Oysoy B'Yontif. As you recall, back on daf Beis Amid Aleph, when we started our Masechta, we had a case similar to that, a person who shechted a chaya or an oif on Yontif. Where Beis Shammai says, Yachbar bedeker b'yechase, or Beis Hillel says, Lo yishchot el imkein hoyo loy ofer muchen mebojyarp. So, bottom line is, we have machlokes Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, lechatchila, whether one's supposed to go and shecht a chayiv oif on yontif, because if he doesn't have ofer muchen, he is in trouble. How is he going to do the kisui hadam? Rabba, or Rav, it says on the side, is not dealing with a case of shechting on yontif, he's dealing with a case of shochat tzipor me erev yontif. Person shechted tzipor from erev yontif, and he neglected, he forgot, whatever, he didn't go and cover over the dam on erev yontif. But there's still dam in existence on yontif morning. Should he go and cover the dam at this time? Zokt Rava, Rava, no, he should not do the Kisei Hadam. Now, why shouldn't he do the Kisei Hadam? So Rashi explains, we're not talking about a situation where he's going to Chas V'Shalom have to be over any Isur, because we already discussed at some length in the Gemara yesterday, how do you take care of the Isurim of going and digging on Yontif, which itself is either a Tolda of Choresh, of plowing, or of Boine, depending on where you are doing the digging. And then we have another problem, that if you are Male Regovim, meaning that if you dig and you have a bunch of clumps of earth, then you have to go and crush it so that you should be able to use it as a powder, if you will, over the Mokim Kisirdam, which is Chisel Ba'afar, with sand, not with clumps of earth. So that involves Ketisha. And the Gemara said that Ketisha is a tolda of tochein, of grinding. And then we spoke about the fact that maybe it'll make a guma if he's going to go and lift up the earth with a shovel. Making a guma is a tolda of boine. Oy. And besides that, all of that offer happens to be mukta. What do we do with all of these issues? And you'll remember the Gemara said yesterday, we're talking about the Rabbi Yehuda, the way that you can go and b'dieved, not look at chila, but b'dieved, if you have a deker no'utz means that you have the shovel stuck into the ground. So all you have to do now is pull the shovel out. There's no isser involved. You're not digging. It's considered to be chofor v'oymed. It's considered to be dug out. So the digging is not a problem. What about the malar govern that you're going to have to go and crush the clumps of earth? See, Morrison is talking about ba'ofer tichoyach. It was soft earth. So as soon as you pick out the shovel, the earth, the sand, is ready, willing, and able to go and cover over the dam. And what about making a guma? See, Morris said it's talking about a case that he doesn't need the guma, and therefore Rashi said it's a case of makalkel. Tosis said it's a malacha she'ein etzricha legufa u'pater alea. But it's still pater avul osur. It's still osur midrabanan. And Tosis said yesterday that's not a problem because mishum simchas yontif mutter. Al simchas yontif it's permissible. All of that had to do with shechting on Yontif itself. Here we're talking about shechting on Erev Yontif. Since he shechted on Erev Yontif, he should have gone and covered it yesterday. Why is he waiting till today? So it's what we would call something that's not necessary for Yontif, because Rashi says you can still eat from this oif. The fact that you haven't done Kisei Adam, that is not a ma'akev. It's not like a case of malicha or shchita, that you can't eat it without going and shechting and without going and salting. If you didn't do kisei adam, you would just mavatal a mitzvah aseh. but it doesn't prevent you from eating it on Yom Tov. So the Simchas Yom Tov you have. But since he should have done this yesterday, it becomes what we call a tircha on Yom Tov, and that tircha, says Rav, is not permissible. Since it's not permissible, ein mechasan oisim b'Yom Tov, you lose the mitzvah of kisi adam. If motzi Yom Tov, you still have dam out there, you can still go mechasa it. What you should do in the interim, says the Shita Mekuvet, says, is covered over with a kli. Just do a cover up so that the blood will remain in place, and then Matzi Yom Tov, you go and do the kisi. But don't do the kisi and Yom Tov itself, because that's considered to be a tircha, which is not necessary for Yom Tov, and therefore don't do it. Now we go to the top of the Yom, and we have a parallel case. Parallel in the sense we're not talking...
Does the blood have to be liquid in order for the mitzvah kisui? Because it will coagulate by Matzi Yom Tov.
I don't think it requires to be a liquid, but it certainly has to be present. If it's all absorbed into the ground, that it's no longer there, you just see some reddishness, I don't think there would still be a mitzvah kisui adam. However, as long as there's some blood present, even if it has coagulated, I think you could still be mekayim the mitzvah.
What about the anakli natal el adamer anital? You know, she takes it till you couldn't touch, you couldn't, the blood would be muksa, I imagine. So, according to Shita Mekubetsis, how could you come take a kli?
That's a good question, good question. You remember the Gemara, we had that question a few days ago, and Rashi said it doesn't go according to the Mandiyama that holds that ein kli nitl el adabra nitl. That's the Dasmer of Yitzchak, and Rashi said it doesn't go according to that Mandiyama. Let's see if we can quickly find that Rashi. For saying according to that Mandi, it's only a question according to him, not according to everybody else. But it's a very good question you're asking. The Choyrikos of the Enkli Nitl Dava Nitl. Was Rashi in the Omid Beis in the middle. Shem Dibi Yamayu, Havichaz of the Goyimu, Yizde Rashi, Tzvek of the Bons, of the Treifa, Shech of the Matir, and Belafloy Botel. Mishnah Orla, oh, if you look Rashi on Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi said, Rashi is almost halfway down the Amud, Abel Koifa Oleho Kli. You go and put a Kli on top, so Rashi be Afagav, the He Einan Niteles, Metaltel is a Kli Litzorcha, Vlafukim is Reb Yitzhak, the Omer, Ein Kli Nitel, Eladobra Nitel, Vishabiz, Vimukilo Bitzorchum, Koimishel Kli. So Rashi says either the Gemara is not going in accordance with that Mandiyama, and it argues with Rabbi Yitzchak and holds that a kli is nitl, even though it's for something which is dover she'ein a nitl, or it's talking about, says Rashi, b'tzorchlim koimai shel kli, and I need to move this kli from the table because it's in the way. I have a big platter there on the table. We have to lay the table, and cover Shabbos, and cover Yom Tov. And this is just in the way, so it's something what you need is tzarchem koimai, since you're not going to pick it up and move it, so you can maybe put it on top of the blood, even though the blood is in it. So you have two answers to your question, Brother Shai. Good kibbutz. Thank you. So we're now going to a parallel. How are you feeling, Brother Shai? I heard that you weren't feeling well. Everything?
On the mend.
Okay. You should continue to mend well and be healthy for many years to come. So getting back to the top of Tessa Medalla.
Amen.
Thank you. We have now a parallel case. Not a case of shachting, but a person who made an isa. That means he needed dough from Erev Yom Tov. Says the Braisa, or not the Braisa, it's Rav or Rabba, Kigol isa me'erev Yom Tov, mafresh mimena chalosa v'Yom Tov. Even though there is some noise from the background, please put yourselves on mute. Everybody, please put yourselves on mute. So, Zayt Zuk to the Brais, Rav Rav. Gilgal Isim Erev Yom Tov. A person needed dough from Erev Yom Tov. Mafresh mi mena chalosa bi Yom Tov. He's allowed to be mafresh the chala from it on Yom Tov. Avud Shmuel Amar Afil Gilgal Isim Erev Yom Tov. Ein mafresh mi mena chalosa bi Yom Tov. You're not allowed to. This is a machlokes. Now, what's the basis of the machlokes? So, we all know that if a person has tevel, min ha-toira, you're allowed to be mafresh trumois umaisris on Yontif to be able to eat from that tevel, because by being mafresh chumas and maizers, it won't be tevel anymore, you'll be masaking it. That's min hatoyah. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to go be mafresh chumas and maizers because it looks like tikkun mana. Looks like you're fixing something. You're not going to fix something on Shabbos or on Yontif. Rashi says, however, there's an exception to the rule. Even though normal trumas and maizers, you cannot go and be meirim. You're not going to be mafresh on Shabbos and Yontif. On Yontif, if you are baking today, you're making brand new chalas, brand new matzahs, you're baking, then you are allowed to be mafresh chalom min ho'isa. Why are you allowed to be mafresh? Are you being misakin it? Says Rashi, because since a person is allowed to bake on Yontif, to have fresh chalas or fresh matzahs or what have you, that's all part of hu levadi yosel lechem, that meleches oichel nefesh is mutter on Yontif. And you wouldn't be able to eat from new chalas if you're not able to be mafresh chalam min ha'isa. So therefore the chachamim weren't gozer on the din of hafrashas chalas, they were only gozer on hafrashas trumas and maisers. And there's a very simple reason, explains Rashi. Because the fresh Trumas and Maises you could have done yesterday, on Erev Yontif. Why are you doing it on Yontif? Even though by doing it on Yontif you're enhancing the ability to go and eat on Yontif, because you have new fruits, new vegetables, etc., which you would like to eat. You should have been mafresh yesterday. Nobody stopped you from being mafresh yesterday. But you could not be mafresh Chala Min Issa yesterday, if you only kneaded that dough on Yontif. And you're allowed to knead dough on Yontif, because, again, it's Melechas Oichel Nefesh. Now, in this case, however, not talking about kneading dough on Yontif, it's talking about that he kneaded it from Erev Yontif, but for whatever reason, wasn't Mafresh Challah yesterday, and apparently they took this dough and they put it in the freezer or somewhere. Or even if they didn't put it in the freezer, you can always be mafresh challah even after the baking. So, they baked it on Erev Yontif, it's now Yontif morning. Uh-oh, I forgot to give challah. Says Rabba, Rabba, you're allowed to give challah today on Yontif. Why are you allowed to? After all, I could have done it yesterday, it's like Trumas and Maestris. So, Trashi, because since normally, when a person would be faced with the issue of challah, it would be in circumstances where he needed the dough today on Yontif. Memeila the Chacham weren't goyzer hilchos hafrashas challah on Yontif, and so therefore this is across the board they were not goyzer, even on Issa that was prepared and needed on Erev Yontif. As they zog Rava Rava, Avud Shmuel said no. The circumstances are different. They weren't goyzer in the case of kneading a brand new dough on Yontif, because it's Melechas Oichel Nefesh. I couldn't give challah yesterday, so I give it today. However, you're talking about Issa from Erev Yontif. I could have given challah from yesterday. I could have given it. Since I wasn't, you can't do it today. It's just like the case of Trumais Umaisvis. It's a machloikis. Zok Avud Shmuel Omer Afila Gil Is Merav Yontif Ein Mafrish Menachalos Yontif. You cannot. Zok Yom Leira Pliga De Shmuel Ad Avua L'Choyra. I have a machlokes between Shmuel and his father Avud Shmuel. The Omer Shmuel. Shmuel said Chalas Chutz La'aretz Oichel B'Hoylech V'Ach Akach Mafrish. What does that mean? Chala which is given in Chutz La'aretz outside of Eretz Yisrael, even though it doesn't involve directly the crops of the earth. However, just like Trumas and Maisris are only mitzvahs having hagois ba'aretz, only by fruits and vegetables, tvua that grows in Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi, the same thing applies to challah. Being mafrish challah min ha'isa min ha'toira only applies to Eretz Yisrael, not to chutzla. Chutzla aretz is midrabban. Okay, but it's a chi midrabban. But because it's only a chi midrabbanan, and because we're talking about on Yontif, says Shmuel, I have a good eitzah. If a person wants to, he can avoid being mafresh challah min ha'isa. Rather, bake a brand new challah. We know that you have to go and give away from a challah 1/24th or 1/48th midrabbanan, depending whether it's a nachtoim or whether it's a private baker at home. Let's assume the shear is 1/24th. So the person eats 23/24ths of the challah, or he eats 20/24ths of the challah, and he leaves over enough for the challah to give to the kohen. Says Shmuel, that's permissible. Since we're talking about a drabonim in chutz laretz, you don't have to mafresh first and eat later. You can eat first and be mafresh later. Challah chutz laretz, oichel v'hoylech, you can eat the whole challah. When I say the challah, I mean the chulin part of the challah, meaning the challah part of the challah. The akach mafresh, whenever you leave over at the end, your 24th, you'll cut it nicely, package it nicely, and you'll give it to the kohen, and that's perfectly permissible. Okay. So what do I see from this? According to Shmuel, there is no need to go and be mafresh chalam in a isa on yantiv, because I can always just leave a piece over at the end. So I don't have to go and get into this issue of potential tikkun mana, that I'm now fixing this bread by removing challah. I don't have to fix it. I don't have to remove the challah. Eat the whole thing and just leave a piece over at the end. Is the Chayra, Shmuel is arguing with his father, with Avud Shmuel. Because Avud Shmuel said that if a person was Megalgal Isa from Erev Yontif, a mafresh mimena chalosa biyontif, because you are being misaking that challah by that bread, that challah, that dough, by removing the challah on yontif, and you could have done that yesterday. And therefore, since you are doing that, you're now in the parasha of being mafresh trumas amaisris. The Gemara assumes that Avud Shmuel is talking both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Laretz. And Avud Shmuel says that in Chutz Laretz, you're now going to be mafresh the challah on yontif because of tikkun mana. Rabbi, it's not a tikkun mana, because I don't need to go and lift the challah out. I can leave the challah in this baked dough, in this bread, in this challah, in this matzah. That's what Shmuel said. Leave it there. Don't be mafresh the challah min isa. Just eat the whole thing and leave over 1/24th at the end, and you'll give it that to the kohen. And so therefore, if in fact you did prematurely take out challah min isa, says Rashi, it's not even called a hafrasha because it wasn't necessary. And therefore it's not a tikkun. You want to go and fix it, but it doesn't need a tikkun. This isa was totally edible, even without taking any challah out. So the chayav of machloikis between Shmuel and his father. Amar Rav, Rav said, no, there's no machloikis. Milei moide Shmuel, shimkara lei shem, shasur lezor. Even though Shmuel says, I have an eitza toiva, so that you should not come on to, you don't have to go and do a hafrasha, just eat 80-90% to leave over the 1/24th at the end. You're right, you could do that. But what happens if a person didn't do that? And he was mafresh challah, like traditionally being mafresh challah in Isa. Don't you agree that it has a full-fledged status of challah, that you have to give it to the kohen, and it's also lezorim? Avah, do you agree? Ah, if that's the case, then Shmuel can say, I agree with my father, don't be mafresh this challah on yontif. Because even though it wasn't necessary to be mafresh, you could have just left it by default, by eating 90% and leaving the 1/24th at the end. It's true, you could have done that. But if you didn't, and you were mafresh challah, then you get into the parasha of the mafresh truma is umaisris. This is mamish like truma, because it's also lezorim. Therefore, if you were mafresh it, you would be over an iser, says Shmuel, and that's why I agree with my father, a mafresh mimena chalos abiyot. And if anything, the Avud Shmuel and Shmuel almost fit like hand in glove, in the sense that since Avud Shmuel says, you're not allowed to be mafresh mimena chalos abiyot, says Shmuel, you don't need to. I have an eitzah toiva. Just eat up 95% of your challah or your bread, and leave over a portion at the end. You give that to the kohen, and everything will be fine. Zog the Mishnah. Beishami oimrim ein molichan es asul mishoivach shoivach av mateyu mechaloyim mechaloyim u beisil matir. A person wants to go and take from his shoivach. Shoivach is, the fancy term is a dove cut. Dove cut is similar to what we would call a chicken coop. You want to go and take out a dove, or you want to take out a chicken, and you want to shecht it on yontif. Everybody knows that putting aside the issue of Kisui Hadam, you're allowed to go in Shecht on Yontif. Why are you allowed to go in Shecht on Yontif? To be able to go and have food to eat. It's a Melech HaSoichel Nefesh. My issue over here is not with taking out the birds. My issue is taking the sulam and taking it from chicken coop to chicken coop, a dove cut to dove cut. What is the issue? It's not obvious from the Lashon HaMishnah. However, from the Gemara we'll see, we're talking about a potential Issud Rabbanon of Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin means that people will suspect and speculate that you are doing an Issur. What Issur could I possibly be doing? There was a big, big rain the day before, or you're expecting a big rain the next day, and I'm worried that my roof, and therefore in turn my house, is going to be flooded. And people will suspect that the reason I'm taking the sulam is to be misaken the gag, or the Gemara calls it lahatiach gagoy. Lahatiach means to plaster the roof, to make sure that there is a runoff of the water and it doesn't accumulate and doesn't cause a leak. So the fact that I am moving the sulam from one shoivach to the other shoivach, says Beis Shammai, is prohibited, because people seeing you schlepping the sulam may assume that you're taking it latiach gagoy, and that's the din of Maris Ayin. What you can do is, if you have a wide sulam, which has a number of little apartments or compartments, where you have birds living from chaloim to chaloim, I guess they wanted to give the birds a little bit of privacy, especially if they wanted fertilized eggs, so you have the males and the females together, so each one is in their own little compartment inside the shoivach. So you can go and move the sulam from right to left, to left to right, from one window to the next window to find a desirable bird to be able to take and use for shchit. Beisil says, no, I'm not concerned about this issur of Maris Ayin. And the Gemara will explain this in much greater detail. Omer of Chanan Barani, Machloikis b'shusarab. This whole Machloikis is where the shoivach is out in the open, and everybody sees what's going on. Bishami says, I am machmir, I'm concerned about Maris Ayin. People are going to think and speculate that this person is taking the sulam to his roof to plaster it, and therefore he's going to be over an iser on yontif. That's terrible. Fixing your roof could be a toldo of boine, it could be mesakein mana, which would be isurim d'oraisa. So to avoid that type of speculation, says Beis Shammai, don't move the sulam from one shevach to another. Moving from one shevach to another means you got to pick it up and move it somewhere. So people think that it's latiach gagoy, but mechaloyim lechaloyim, it's crystal clear that you're using this sulam for purposes of removing birds and not for purposes of building or plastering. Says Beis Hillel, no. Shoivach is mechiach olav. What does mean that it's mechiach olav? Because apparently the ladders that were used for a shoivach looked different than your regular normal ladder. And I picture in my mind, although I don't know whether this is correct, but I picture in my mind, just like you go sometimes into a svarim store or to a bookstore, where the top shelf is very, very high up. How do you get there? There's a ladder which is attached to the bookcase, and in fact goes on wheels, and you can roll it back and forth to get to that top shelf to take off a sefer, or the hap will take off a book, etc. So that's the way I picture in my mind that the sulam shoivach also was attached on such a roller on the shoivach. Doesn't mean that you couldn't detach it. Of course you could detach it, but everybody saw that this ladder was a shoivach ladder. It wasn't an aliyah ladder. And so therefore people know shoivach mechiach olav, the fact that he is taking it from shoivach to shoivach, apparently he detached it, but you can still see the wheels on the top or on the bottom or whatever other identifying marks that shows that it was a shovach ladder and not an aliyah ladder, you don't have to worry about maris ayin. If, however, this is all taking place in someone's backyard, where nobody sees what's going on, then everything is mutter because there's no marasayim. Nobody can see it. No issue. And therefore, Rav Chanan bar Ami says, marasayim is only if it's susceptible for people to see, but not if it's hidden in the back somewhere. Zokti Yomara, lechoyra, this Rav Chanan bar Ami is directly against a famous halach of Rav. Frank Timura Aini. Va'omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, kol mokim she'asur chom, nadnei maris ayin, afil b'chadri chadorim asur. Rav says, don't start making these distinctions between out in the public and in the private, because where do you draw the line? And therefore, anything which is asur, nadnei maris ayin, the chom urgoize, even b'chadri chadorim, even if it's an innermost room, one room within the other room, that nobody can see. The din of maris ayin still applies. And Rav Chanan bar Ami apparently is arguing with Rav. Now, under normal circumstances, you're talking about a machloikis amoiroim of Chanan bar Ami and Rav. And the Gemara will often answer such a kasha by saying, Gavra, Gavra karomis. Rav holds that maris ayin is also filled with chadri chadorim, and Rav Chanan bar Ami disagrees. But Rashi says over here, that Rav Chanan bar Ami, the Gemara perceives, did not have the spiritual status to argue with Rav. Rashi says, because Rav was Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyla. He was the Poisik Hador. The only other individual who was even close to Rav, says Rashi, was Shmuel. But other than that, Rav was recognized as the Poisik Hador, the Godel Hador. Rav Chanan bar Ami, although obviously was a great Talmud Chacham, but he didn't come close to Rav. So is he arguing with Rav? Everything was
interesting because the other day we had that Rabbi Yochanan and Rav halacha to Rabbi Yochanan.
Right. No, Rabbi Yochanan was also a Godel Hador. In other words, those were all in the same class.
Rav was a potek for Ben Hagola. Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael.
Good. Hear that, Brother Shai?
But so therefore, because it's in Eretz Yisrael, therefore it was Machria. Rav was Tana Upalig.
Rav Tanu Palig is only a court of last resort. Rav is considered to be an Amoira, where I have a difficulty that the Rav is arguing with a Mishnah or a Braisa. I say he's a Tana because he was just at that period of time when the Tanoim were ending, he lived and he became one of the first Amoiroi. Under normal circumstances, Rav is considered to be an Amoira. But if you want, you can go and strengthen the Kasha of the Gemara by saying, how can Rav Chanan bar Ami argue on a Tana? But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, even if you look at the Rashi five lines into the wide lines, where Omer of Yuna Marav, Kasha Drav Adrav, Tanan, I'm sorry, Kasha Drav Adrav Chonon, the Avagav Drav Amoyrahu, even the Rav is only Amoyrah, he wasn't a Tana, Makshimenem Nishir Rav Shal Kamenei, Goy Lahaye Bedoyre Chutz Mishwal. So you know you're asking for Rabbi Yochanan, so you heard what Barry is answering, talking about two different geographic locations. One was in Chutzpah, one was in Eretz Yisrael, and so therefore one was Rabbi Shlomo Kolbenei Agoyla in Eretz Yisrael, and one Rabbi Shlomo Kolbenei in Chutzlaretz. But Rav Chanan bar Ami was certainly not in that class of Rav Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan, and so therefore, is he arguing with Rav? Everything more, yes, I'm arguing with Rav, not on my own das, because who am I compared to Rav? But Tanoi, it's in fact the Machloikas Tanoi. The sign we have a brisa. Shoit Cham Bechama Avoloi Kenegir Am. Reb Loz Reb Shimon Oisre. What is this referring to? A person comes home Shabbos morning. He didn't have a raincoat, or he had a raincoat but it didn't do an excellent job. And by the time a person comes home, it was a pouring rain. His pants and his everything else is all wet. And Baruch Hashem, by the time he comes home in the middle of Kiddush, the rain stops, the sun comes out, and he says, you know what, I'd like to dry these pants off, or dry my jacket, or my coat, whatever. So he wants to hang it out to dry in the sun. Jokto de Braisa, you can go and put it on the line, that's no problem, and let it dry out in the sun, I'll let you get on. But make sure wherever you're putting it, people cannot see. In other words, it should be in your backyard, not in the front. What's the reason why? Because If it happens to be out front, says Rashi, people will think that maybe you just washed these pants or this jacket or this shirt or whatever. They'll think that you just took it out of the washing machine or the washboard, and they'll think you did kvisa on Shabbos, which of course is asur. So therefore, you're not allowed to put it out in front, but you can put it out in back. Oh. So you see, this is just like Rav Chanan Bar Ami, who distinguishes between Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. Oh. So it says, Rav Chanan Bar Ami, don't scream at me from Rav. I am learning like the Tanakama of that price. On the other hand, Rav Blazer and Rav Shimon, Oysen, they are learning like Rav. Why do they aser Bechama? Because Rav and Rav Blazer and Rav Shimon all hold the same view, that when it comes to Maris Ayin, Afilu Bechadri Chadorim. Also, therefore, you cannot distinguish between Chama and Loi Keneged Am. It's all the same. Rishis Rav, Rishis Yochid, all the same. Good. That's one version of the story. Ikad Yami, there was another version, which is similar. Am Rav Chanan Bar Ami, Machloikis Rishis Yochid, to Beishami Islu Rav Yehuda Am Rav. Rav Chanan Bar Ami starts off and says, remember the first Rav Chanan Bar Ami, right after the Mishnah said, Machloike Bishus HaRabim. But Bishus HaYochid, everybody agrees that it's Mutter, because there's no Maris Ayin in Bishus HaYochid. In this version, Rav Chanan Bar Ami says, the Machloike is Bishus HaYochid. But Bishus HaRabim, Divri HaKoil, Osur. In Rishus Ram, it's also because of Maris Ayin, even according to Beis Hill. So, Oy Bazoi, where's the Machlokes? Rishus HaYochid. The Bishami Islu Rav Yehuda Merav. Bishami holds like Rav Yehuda Merav that anything which is also Mishim Maris Ayin is also even Bechadrei Chadorim, and therefore even Rishus HaYochid it's also. Or Beis Hill Laslu Rav Yehuda Merav. Beis Hill doesn't agree with Rav Yehuda Merav, and therefore he distinguishes between Rishus HaRam and Rishus HaYochid. Like the Rav Chanan Bar Ami ends, Abishus Adam Devi Kolasa. Rav Beis Hillel in our Mishnah would agree that Rishus Adam it's also because of Maris Ayin. The only reason why Beis Hillel says in the Mishnah that it's mutter because we're talking about in the backyard that nobody sees, and therefore Beis Hillel obviously is disagreeing with Rav because Rav said when it comes to Maris Ayin, Afilu Bechadri Chadorim is awesome. This is how Rav Chanan Bar Ami explained our Mishnah. Now, the way Rav Chanan Bar Ami is explaining the Mishnah is very, very difficult. Why is it difficult? Because he's saying that Beis Hillel, who's Matir, distinguishes between Rishus HaRav and Rishus HaYochid. Muzdach Zayin, this Beis Hillel does not follow the opinion of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Because Rav Yehuda Amar Rav said, whenever it comes to Maris Ayin, there is no distinction Rishus HaRav and Rishus HaYochid. It's always either totally mutter, or it's totally asur. But you can't go and split it one and the other. Maris ayin afilu b'chadri chadorim is asur. So it's more lemer rav, the omer kibbe shabbai. So you have to say, according to Rav Chanan Bar Ami, according to this ikka the amri, that Rav holds like Beis Shammai. And that's why Beis Shammai says it's asur in both places. Both in Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. Why? Because once it's asur maris ayin, it's asur across the board. Are we saying, Rav Chanan Bar Ami, the Rav Paskins like Beis Shammai? So Rav Chanan Bar Ami, no. This is the way I learn. The way Rav would learn, Pshat in the Mishnah, not like me. He would say that Beis Hillel holds that it's mutter across the board, both in the Rishus HaRabim and in the Rishus HaYochid, because remember, what does Rav Yehuda Amar Rav say? That if it's Osir Mishim Maris Ayin, it's Osir everywhere. The fact that Beis Hillel says in our Mishnah that it's Mutter means that he holds that it's Mutter everywhere. Not like I'm learning, says Rav Chanan Bar Ami. Now, why am I learning the way I am learning? Why would Rav learn like he's learning? And why do I have the chutzpah to argue against Rav? The reason is because the machloek is Tanoi. The Sanya, Shoitchen Bechama Abulay Keneged Ha'am. The Tanakhama makes a distinction between Rishus HaRav and Rishus HaYochid. Says Rav Chanan Bar Ami, that's what I hold. And I hold that the machloek is the mish between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in fact in this halacha. When we distinguish between Rishus HaRav and Rishus HaYochid, that according to Beis Shammai, we will not distinguish, like Rav learned, and therefore across the board everything is asur, and Basil does distinguish, like this Tanakhama learned, Shoytchen Mechamav Leikeneged Am, that there is a distinction, you can distinguish between Rishus Ram and Rishus Yachid. That's how I learn, says Rav Chanan bar Ami. But Rav doesn't have to learn like that. Rav, on his own, will learn that Beis Shammai presumably asurs everywhere, and Beis Hillel is matir everywhere. Because when it comes to Maris Ayin, we don't go and cut it up and say, oh, here ya and here nisht, afilu b'chad yichadoim, it's asur, asur, asur. And in fact, that's the second view in this brisa, that's Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, that oisrin, they say that once it's asur, it's not asur only keneged ha'am, it's asur even b'chad yichadoim, across the board. So Rav Chanan bar Ami says, don't scream at me and say, oh, according to your pshat, Rav will go according to Beis Shammai. You're right. According to what I hold, the view of Rav, not Rav, the view of Rav, that Maris Ayin is also Philip Chadri Chadorim, that's Taka, the Beis Shammai in our Mishnah, that says it's also everywhere. Beis Hillel disagrees. Rav, however, will disagree with my pshat, says Rav Chanan bar Ami. Rav will learn that Beis Shammai is consistent everywhere, Beis Hillel is consistent everywhere. According to Beis Shammai, it's usher across the board everywhere. And according to Beis Hillel, it's mutter across the board everywhere. But they're not distinguishing between Rishus Rav and Rishus Yachid, because Rav Lishitosai, anything which is usher, Limaris Ayin, Afilu B'chadri Chadorim is usher. Okay, we start a new shtickle now. Says Yimoy Mastis, the Loiki Haitan. The way we learned our Mishnah, putting aside of Chon Barami and Rav, just the Pasha the Loshan of our Mishnah is different than the following Braisa. Masis Loiki Haitan. The Sanyu, which name the Braisa? Omer Pshim and Elozer. Moivim Beishami Beisil Shemoilichen Es Asula Mishoivach Leshoivach. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to be. Now, if you go back to the Mishnah, the Omer Aleph, it says Beishami Omer. Ein moilichin es asulam mishoivach l'shoivach. You're not allowed to be moilich. That, in fact, is the machloikis. Beis Shammai says you're not allowed to be moilich, and Beis Hillel says you are allowed to. So obviously this braisa disagrees, and this Rav Shimon Elazar says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree you can be moilich l'sulam mishoivach l'shoivach. So what's the machloikis? Le'nech l'ku el l'hachsir, about putting it back. What's going on over here? So l'choyre Rav Shimon Elazar is saying that the machloket in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel has nothing to do with Maris Ayin, because when you see a shoivach, a sulam shel shoivach, you recognize that it's for purposes of removing birds and not for purposes of fixing roofs, and so therefore that's not an issue. The problem is returning it. What's the problem with returning it? Says Rashi, whether this is a tzorech yomtiv or not. L'choira, I don't need to put it back. If it's not a tzorech yomtiv, it's just a tircha on yomtiv. And therefore, says Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to be matriach to put it back. Well, Beis Hillel says, if you're allowed to go and take it off, you're allowed to put it back. And that's where the machlokes lies. So you see, obviously, that this is different than our Mishnah. But let's see what the Braisa continues on. Om Rav Yehuda Memed Vor Mamurin. This whole discussion that we just had, this whole machloik is the sulam shel shoivach. If it's a sulam which is identifiable as one belonging to a shoivach, to such a dovecot or a chicken coop. Now the sulam shel aliyah, if you're talking about a sulam which is identifiable as being your normal regular ladder that people use, for instance, for fixing roofs, for plastering roofs, then everybody would agree it's asur, because now I have my Maris Ayin problem. Why is a person carrying this normal, regular ladder on Yontif? If it was a collecting birds from a Shoivach, he wouldn't be taking this ladder, he would be taking a Shoivach ladder. If he's taking an Aliyah ladder, that sounds like, it looks like he's going to do it a Malacha, and therefore you have the Maris Ayin issue. Therefore, if it's Sulam Shaliyah, Divrei Kol Asa, everybody would agree that it's us. Reb Doisa Oimer, Mateyu Mechaloyim Lechaloyim. Reb Doisa says that you're allowed to go and move the sulam from one window, one compartment in the shoivach to the other compartment. Now, on the surface, we don't know what Reb Doisa is referring to. Is he referring back to the sulam shel shoivach, or is he referring to the sulam shel aliyah? We're going to see more about that a little bit further down. There's another version of Reb Doisa. In other words, we just had Reb Doisa says you're allowed to be mata, you're allowed to lean it and push it from one chaloin to another chaloin. The Reb Doisa went one step further. What happens if you try to kind of push the ladder so it should move from one chaloin to another chaloin, and it doesn't budge, it doesn't, maybe it's a little bit jammed, doesn't easily roll to be matted, just lean it from one to the other. So then Reb Doisa would hold that you can get down from the ladder and pick it up and, you know, hold it and move it a couple of steps to get to the next chaloin. You can't take it to another shoivach, according to Beis Shammai, but you're allowed to go and move it from one chaloin to the other chaloin, even if it requires you not to just to be matted, to lean it in the other direction, even if it requires you to pick it up and to move it a few steps. That's the end of this brisa. Based on this brisa, the Gemara is going to tell us now a story, and we will see how we're going to paskin the shaila in this story based on this brisa. The Gemara tells us the children of Reb Chiya, Nafik l'kiyosa, they went out to the Shtetelach. Shtetelach are the small towns or villages. The reason why they went is because they had fields there, and they were checking up on their fields to make sure that everything was growing properly. Okay. Kiyosa, when they came to those, when they returned home from their visits to the Kiryasa, Amu Avuim, their father, which of course is Reb Chiya, said to his children, did you have any shaylos? In other words, when you came to those little kfarim, they didn't have great rabbis there. Did anybody come over to you to ask you a shaylos b'halach? They said, yes, yes. They asked us about a sulam. And the sulam that we're talking about, says Rashi, is the sulam shel aliyah, not a sulam shel shoivach, but a sulam shel aliyah. That's baliyah deinu. That was the question that was... Sorry?
Is that an attic ladder?
An attic ladder. Well, let's start the other way around. A sulam shel shoivach is a dovecot, or it's a chicken coop ladder. Any other ladder is considered to be a ladder that can be used for, we use the term aliyah, we don't mean necessarily an attic, it usually means to a multi-purpose ladder, like most of our ladders today, that people use the ladder to go and change the bulb, or for painting the ceiling, or in this case, to go and plaster the roof. So this was a sulam shel aliyah, which could be used for numerous purposes. Okay.
The ladder was for a general.
Yeah, the ladder, exactly right. It's opposed to the former ladder. Shukar.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Good. You're leading us up the right way to understand Pshat Gemara. It's always, when we learn with you, it's always uplifting. Anyway, so the Gemara tells us that the Bnei Reb Chiya said that the shaila that was asked was, can we move the Sulam Shal Aliyah on Yomtiv? And we were matter, we said, yes, it's permissible. So Reb Chiya, their father, said, Tzu, please go back to the Kfarim, to Isru, and tell them that we told you is wrong, we made a mistake. Isru mashitarta, that we were matter you, unfortunately, we made a boo-boo, and you're not allowed to move that aliyah on Yom Tov, because it's Mechseh Kimarisai, and it looks like you're going to do a plaster job or some other Isur, therefore it's awesome. Now, what was the Svara of the Bnei Reb Chiya? Obviously, Bnei Reb Chiya were Talmidei Chachamim. So what was their view? Inu Sovar Midika Amar Reb Yehuda Besulam Shel Aliyah Loi Pligi. Going back again to Reb Yehuda, remember Reb Yehuda is on the fifth line. Reb Yehuda said, "Bemed v'mamur mitzulam shel shoyvach abasulam shel aliyah divri hakoyl osur." Everybody holds that it's osur. Now, why did the Bnei Reb Chiya say that it's mutter? Because they assumed mechlal v'tanakama sava pligi, that there's probably a machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Yehuda. And when Reb Yehuda said "Bemed v'mamurim," that he's disagreeing with the Tanakama, not explaining the Tanakama. And therefore, it's I, Rabbi Yehuda, that said, no, it's only Sulam Shal Shoivach where there's a heter. Sulam Shal Aliyah is Asur. To that, the Tanakama, who apparently disagrees, he holds no, that Sulam Shal Aliyah is Mutter. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda had to set the record straight. And that's why they thought that the Tanakhama is arguing, and they were paskening like the Tanakhama, that a Sulam Shaliyah is mutter. Says Reb Chiya, or says the Gemara, Velohi. However, they made a mistake. Why did they make a mistake? Because Reb Yehuda Tami Tanakhama Kama Farish. Reb Yehuda is not arguing with the Tanakhama. When he says Vamed Var Mamurim, he's explaining the Tanakhama. And he's saying, Reb Oisai, the Tanakhama didn't fully verbalize his view. I'm going to explicate it. I'm going to elucidate it. I'm going to explain it. Ah, and therefore, the Tanakhama also holds that Sulam Shel Aliyah is Asur, and therefore, go back to the Kfarim and tell them, I made a mistake, we made a mistake, Sulam Shel Aliyah is Asur. Frankly, more, how does Reb Chiya know that? Maybe they are right, that there's a Machloikis. You might. Meritoni, since the Tanakhama says, Meilichen es Asulam Mishoivach Lishoivach. He says, you're allowed to go and move the Sulam from one chicken coop to another chicken coop. If you're going to go and tell me we're talking about a sulam shel aliyah, hi malichin es a sulam mishayv lechashoyvach, malichin es a sulam lechashoyvach miboyalei. If the Tanakhama holds like the Bnei Reb Chiya assumed that even a sulam shel aliyah you're allowed to be moilich, what is this expression that they're saying that you can be moilich as a sulam mishayvach lechashoyvach, which suggests that this sulam was initially stationed at one shoivach, and you're allowed to move it to another shoivach. If it's a sulam shel aliyah, it normally wouldn't be stationed next to a shoivach. Normally it would be in your garage. Normally it would be in your shed. But it wouldn't be next to a shoivach. The fact that it happens to say the sulam from shoivach to shoivach sounds like we're talking about a sulam shel shoivach. And therefore, only the Sulam Shel Shoivach, says the Tanakhama, are you allowed to go and move from place to place. And you can't even be machzirit according to Beis Shammai, only according to Beis Hillel. But he's talking only Sulam Shel Shoivach. Because even the Tanakhama would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that Sulam Shel Aliyah, you're not allowed to move. By the fact that you're taking Shoivach Shoivach, it's showing it's a Shoivach Aliyah. And the reason why you're doing it is not for painting or for plastering, you're doing it for purposes of getting the either the chicks or getting eggs or taking something from the shoivach. So Kimon Hay Malich Nasul Mishav Lashav Malich Nasul Mishoivach Mebayle. And therefore El Avachik Omar. This is what the Tanakhama meant. Shoivach in. You're talking about moving from shoivach to shoivach. Since it's a sulam shel shoivach, that's fine. Sulam shel aliyah, no good. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda came to explain in detail, so you should not make a mistake. So therefore, bottom line is, they made a boo-boo, because both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda hold, Sulam Shel Aliyah is awesome. The Itach, what did the Bnei Reb Chiya answer? V'iktani Sulam Shel Shoivach. It doesn't use the expression Sulam Shel Shoivach. It says, Mishoivach L'Shoivach K'tani. V'afil L'kam L'Shoivach. What it means to tell us is, we were talking about originally a Sulam Shel Aliyah. And the Tanakhama holds Sulam Shel Aliyah is Mutter. And that's why we, Bnei Reb Chiya, paskin that it's Mutter. So why does the Tana use this expression? He means to say that you can go and take the Sulam Shel Aliyah to multiple Shoivchim. You go into Shoivch number one, and you don't find an egg that you could use. You don't find an oif that you can use. And you decide, I'm going to go to the next one, to the next one, to the next one. You might go to 5 or 10 different shoivchim until you find what you're looking for. And that's what he meant, shoivchim, that you're allowed to continue doing it, not just to one, but even to multiple shoivchim. Ikari Amri, there's another version of this story. Again, the father asked the children, asked the sons, tell me, did you have a shaila? Amrullah, yes, there was a shaila. Not about being moilich, but about hitui. The shaila was, are you allowed to go and tilt or lean the sulam shel aliyah? Not to move it, just to move it in the other direction, like mechaloin lechaloin. Is this permissible? V'itanu, and we will matter it. Now why would they matter it? Because if you go back to the braisa, Reb Doisa Oimer, the 6-7 lines from the top of the Amid, Reb Doisa Oimer, mateu mechaloin lechaloin. And we assume that everybody agrees with that. And therefore, Omulahem said the father to the sons, You made a boo-boo. It's also to be matzah mechaloy mechaloy. What's the discussion over here? Somebody has their please mute yourself. Somebody has not muted, and we hear some background noise. It's zokti gemara. Inusavu. What do they think? That ma'idika osir tanekama kashari rebdoisa. They assumed that what the tanekama had asked, rebdoisa was being matir. Now, what do we mean the tanekama being asked? Robert, please put yourself on mute because there's some background noise.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm on the street. I lost. I'm trying to do my best.
Okay, our apologies that you're on the street. See what you can do to put yourself on mute if at all possible.
Yeah.
There should be a button that you can push on the bottom of the screen where it says...
I'm trying to find it.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, 1 second.
But we're delighted that you're on the share. Don't get us wrong. In regards to...
No, I'm just trying to... Went crazy.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Anyway...
Maybe mute him.
I don't think I can. If I knew how to do that, I would have done that a long time ago, like 25 years ago.
I'm looking for the...
There's a mute button on the left-hand side of the screen on most of these iPhones.
I have to come on for that.
Okay. All right, do the best you can. Let's continue the share. Zok the Gemara. So, again, Reb Chiya told the children, you made a mistake. Hitoy, moving the sulam from, by tilting it or leaning it, is, and we're talking about a sulam shel aliyah, that is osur. Let's go back to the Braisa. Reb Doisa says, Matei mechaloy mechaloy, you are allowed to be matah. They're just following what Reb Doisa said. Says the Gemara, they assumed that Reb Doisa is coming to be matir with the Tanakama asir. Meaning, let's go back to the Tanakama. The Tanakama is not what we call the Tanakama, which is Reb Shimon Elazar, but it means the Tana right before Reb Doisa. That's what Rashi says. And who's the Tana right before Reb Doisa? That's Reb Yehuda. So what did Reb Yehuda say? The mad woman, where do we say you're allowed to be moilech sulam shel shoyfer? Al sulam shel aliyah dibri akoil osur. Says Reb Doisa, although you're not allowed to move the sulam shel aliyah, you're allowed to be matted, you're allowed to tilt it, you're allowed to lean it from one chalon to chalon. That's okay, because you're not really moving it, you're just tilting it in the other direction. That's all right. That's how they learned. And they assume, therefore, that that's the halacha, and that that's fine. Says Yimar Velohi, but that's not really what's going on over here. Ma'ite kashori tanekama ka'osa Reb Doisa. What the tanekama was matir, meaning that the tanekama, again, Reb Yehuda, he said, sulam shoshoivach is mutter, like the real tanekama, like Reb Shimon ben Elazar said. Yolada move the sulam shal shoivach mi shoivach le shoivach. That's what Reb Yehuda said. Only sulam shali is awesome. But the sulam shel shoyvach is mutter. Reb Doisa says, even the sulam shel shoyvach, you're not allowed to move from place to place. Maximum. You know what you're allowed to do? You're allowed to go and lean it. But not to move it, you can only lean it. So where's the machloikis now between Reb Yehuda and Reb Doisa? The machloikis is exclusively the sulam shel shoyvach. Where Reb Yehuda says, sulam shel shoyvach, you can move from shoyvach to shoyvach. Reb Doisa says, no! The maximum you can do is lean it in the singular shoyvach from chaloy to chaloy. But what's the din by sulam shel aliyah? Everybody agrees that's awesome. You're not allowed to move it, you're not allowed to be moivach, you're not allowed to be mata. Don't even think about a sulam shel aliyah, because essentially it's muktza, because of maris ayin, that people will think that you're going to use it to go and fix something. And so therefore it says Reb Chiya to his children, you thought Reb Doisa is coming to give us heterim on the sulam shel aliyah. No. Reb Doisa is giving us a chumra on the sulam shel shoyvach. But he wasn't even talking about the sulam shel aliyah, because sulam shel aliyah, everybody agrees, stay away from that, don't pick it up, don't be matter, zero. Therefore, you are a maide kashori, tana kama ka osa Reb Doisa. So therefore, you have no tana in this brisa that holds it. It's mutter, go and tell the bnei kvarim you made a mistake. Okay, now the final Shekel Gemara for today. It says, Mishnah Matei Mechaloy Mechaloy. Really, the Gemara is not going so much on those words. It's really going on the Machloikis, Beishami, and Beisil. that in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai is the machmir because of Maris Ayin, Beis Hillel is the meikel, and he says it's mutter. Which, by the way, of course, as you all know, is traditionally the traditional positions of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is usually the machmir, Beis Hillel is the one that's matir, and that's why you have the Groys HaChachumim always saying, oh, we always want to be in the spirit of Beis Hillel, to find the Tatum and not to find Chumas. However, if you go back to Dav Beis, which is the Gemara that we spoke about earlier, and specifically, there are three machlokes in the Mishnah, but we're going to focus specifically on the final machlokes, which has to do with shechting chay v'oif b'yantiv. When Beis Shammai said, yach v'bedekev yechase, it's mutter. Beis Hillel says, lo yishchayt elim ken hayolay ofer buchan. Oh, kum techois, here the Beis Shammai is the meikel, and here the Beis Hillel is the machmir. Now, of course, although we're talking about two different cases, here we're talking about the question of shechting oifois on yontif, chayv oifois on yontif. Here we're talking about moving a ladder from place to place on yontif. But both of them are for purposes, ultimately, of having hanor to be able to go and eat. The first mishnah is talking about shechting the chayv oif, or over here we're talking about selecting either the oif or selecting perhaps eggs, which may be there from the day before, as opposed to a Beis Hillel de Biyomtif. And therefore, what comes out with Choyre is that we have a machloikis in approach and in shita, where according to our Mishnah, Beis Shammai is the one that's the Mekel, and Beis Hillel is the one that's Machmir, the Gabi, the Shchitus Chai V'Oif. And here, the Gabi, the Din of Maris Ayin, the tables are turned, where it's Beis Shammai who's the Machmir, and the Beis Hillel is the one that's Mekel. And the Gemara feels that there is a tension over here, or there's perhaps even a contradiction in terms, because both of them are talking about Simchas Yontif, Oinig Yontif. Shouldn't Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel be consistent with their views? And this is the initial Gemara, the stira of the two Mishnayos, but the Gemara is going to continue on in Yat Hashem, not only to the bottom of the Omid, but until the Mishnah, which you see towards the bottom of Yud Omid Aleph, asking from, not only from our Mishnah, but from a whole bunch of Mishnayos that we're going to learn, where each time Beis Shammai seems to be the one that is the Machmer, Beis Hillel is the Mekel, and the question is, why is that different from our first Mishnah with the Hashochet? It's Okimar. Al Magabi Simchas Yontif, from our Mishnah we see Beis Shammai is the Chomer, he said, don't move Shoivach the Sula Mishaivach Hashoivach, Beis Hillel is the Kula. Or maybe let me ask you a kasha from the first Mishnah. Ashoichet chay v'oiv b'yontif. Bishami oim yach v'mdek v'yichas and go and check. Beis Hillel said, lo yishchot l'chadchili you're not allowed to. Elim ken hoye muchlef. Elim ken hoye le'ofer muchem m'boid yoyim. So, don't we have a seerah? Both of them are talking about the Simchas Yontif. You would think that Beis Shammai in both places would be either Mekel or Machmer, and the same for Beis Hillel. Om Rabbi Yochanan, you're right, muchlef is a shita. We have to switch it around. Which one do we have to switch around? The Gemara doesn't tell us. Rashi sounds like we're going to turn around our Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah about the Shoivach, about the Sulam, and we're going to leave in place the first Mishnah about the Shochet Chayv Oif, and therefore really Beis Hillel will hold consistently Lahachmir by Simchas Yontif, and Beis Shammai will be consistently Mekel. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Other Rishonim, by the way, disagree with Rashi. First and foremost being this long Tosis here on the side, but many other Rishonim disagree as well. But not only based on this Gemara, but I'm based on the next few Gemaras, which we're going to have until the Mishnah tomorrow, Mi'at Hashem. Anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan says, switch it around. Who says? Why in the first Mishnah did Beis Shammai say that I'm Mekel, Alehechad Ika Deker No'utz? Beis Shammai didn't say that you can go and check and without thinking about it. No, you have to have a Deker No'utz Mib'oidjoy. Now, what means a Deker No'utz Mib'oidjoy? You had the shovel already in the ground, so even though you didn't have, like Beis Hillel requires, Ofer Muchan, that you had a mound of earth ready, willing, and able for purposes of Kisei Adam, but you have the deck of nodes. That means that the hoe, the spade, the shovel is stuck in the ground. All you have to do is pick it up, and as soon as you pick it up, all of the earth gets easily dislodged. So you don't have to do a chafira. You don't have to do a ketisha. Like the Gemara said before, it was offered tichayach, it was loose sand. You didn't have any other issues because it was all prepared for before. But if you didn't have any easy solution to go and do the kisei dam, because it would have required chafira or ketisha, either digging or having to go and crush the clumps of earth into fine sand, then loy, he would agree. It's also chasashol. Avadi would agree. And that's why he holds in this Mishnah that since you have to come on to Marisayin, Marisayin is also mitunish. That's why he can't. You know why Beisil over here, in the case of the Sulam, is Meikul? You look at the ladder and you see it's as if the big bold letters, this is a Shorvach ladder, this is not an Aliyah ladder. So you don't have to worry about that he's going to go Latiach Kagai. You don't use such a ladder Latiach Kagai, you use this for a chicken coop, you use it for a dove cut. Abul Hasam, in the other case of the Shechita, loy, you cannot do it. Even, says Rashi, even if you have the Deker No'ut. The reason, says Rashi, because although now I don't need Ketisha because it was offered Tichayach, maybe another time it will require Ketisha, that grinding, which Rashi said is a Tolda of Toichay. So therefore I have to put an Issur. So therefore, we could easily find that the two Mishnayos, Beisham and Beisil, are consistent, and the reason why they have to be Machmer or Mekel in the various cases has to do with the specific circumstances of that case. And therefore says the Gemara, you know what, put that Kasha aside, El-I Kasha, Ha-Kasha, I have a new Kasha. Beisham Oimrim, Lo Yitol Elim Kei Nanea Nivoy Joy. So this is the Mishnah which you're going to have tomorrow, on the Amud Aleph. If you go down to the bottom of the Amud, you see it's a Bishami Amulito. If you want to go and take out one of the Oifois on Yontif, don't take it unless you shook it the day before. What means that you shook it the day before? That you did basically Hagba Galila, or you did Nanua. You took out the bird, you picked it up, and you say, this bird is going to be perfect for tomorrow. So you made a full hachana on the bird. Mashenke Beisil said, no. Oymid v'oymer zevizani noitli. You don't have to go and pick up the bird and mechmachgamzi. You have to do kapurish looking with the bird. All you have to do is identify the bird. Yo, this is the one, that's the one. That one on the right, the one on the left. You know, the one that has a little bit red feet, white feet, whatever, he identified it in some way, he didn't have to pick it up. Ah, so I see from that Mishnah that again, Beishamai is the Machmir, you gotta pick up the Oifis, and Beisil is the Meikel, so you don't have to pick it up, you just have to point with your finger. Ah, Freiti Moro, Elikasho, Akash Beishamai, Amal Yitol, Kinen Neva, Boyat, Beisil, Amal Yitol, Beisil, Amal Yitol, 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 Amal Yitol. We see just the opposite from our first Mishnah. Again, Amr Yechim Mechlef is a Shita. Just switch it around. Who said? The only time that Beit Shammai was Mekel in the first Mishnah is because the spade was already in the ground, the shovel, and therefore was easy to pick it up, and yet off at Tichoyach there were no real shilas. If you have a real shilas, even I, Beit Shammai, agree you can't just go stand willy-nilly, go and shecht oifis unless you have provisions in advance for kisui hadam. Avada, I would be machmir. And that's why in the case of that Mishnah, I'm also machmir, I'm machmir. Inami adkan lekan beisil hacha. You know why Beisil says that when it comes to the oif, you only have to point to it. Says Beisil, what's the whole concern? Elkim de muktzahu. Because you have 1,000 oifis, you can't go and take all of them and check them all on yantiv. So only certain ones you're making and certain ones are muktzah. And therefore, who says that to take away the mukta, to do hachana, that hachana has to mean that you take the bird and you make a gans nianuam, you have to pick it up and hag the glila? No, as long as you identify, you put it with your finger, you point to it, that's enough. Avahasam loy, the other case nation. And so therefore, again, you have no raya that there's a machloikis between, or that there's a some a misconstruence of the two, that they're not consistent. They can be very consistent, and therefore you do not need to come onto the Mechlafas Hashita of Reb Yochanan. Any questions, Rabbi Yisrael? Hearing none, Yes Hashem, we're going to continue tomorrow at 8:05, and every Shabbati should have a wonderful day, and a Gmach Sima Tova, and a Gitke Ben Shtua.